fills the glory that filled the temple.
Tomorrow we're going to study Solomon's prayer.
By prayer and supplication. How did Solomon pray? Well, that's the same phrase that is used in Philippians 4:6. The only occurrence is the glory of the dedication of the temple. And the Lord wants us to see this high point in Israel's history, in the history of God's people, so that we may understand what is it that God, how is it that God wants us to live. That life of blessing that He has for you.
Dr. Carl McIntyre, he said, as he assessed David's life, he says, David was a sinner, a great sinner, yet he was a man after God's own heart. God did not love him for his sin. God loved him for his faith and obedience. David lied, but repented. He committed adultery. He murdered Uriah. And in simple faith he cried, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest." And in pride, he numbered the people and was punished by pestilence. Still he confessed his sin. "I beseech thee," he prayed, "O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done foolishly." So Dr. Carl McIntyre, the stalwart servant of God, man of faith, said, God's life, or David's life, is a great comfort. There is hope for Christians when they stumble and fall into sin. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is David's life. A man who dared to live life. And when he had sinned, he dared to repent of his life. The courage to come clean before God. The courage to acknowledge the sin. And how we realize that we are sinners too. And how we must also have that courage, that faith to believe and to come clean and to walk with God. That made him special. And he left behind a legacy. You know, without Jesus Christ, we would still be in our sins. Only because there was a man who stood as our mediator. The man who stood for us. The God-man. That we may find hope, find help, find recourse for sin. And so today we want to talk about what distinguished this man and his faith. It's his courage and bravery to do the will of God. And we want to think about his encounter when, as a young shepherd boy, he was faced with the greatest challenge of his time. Goliath, the giant from Philistia, 10 feet tall. Today imagine the giant of a man he was. What a opposition. What a strong enemy. And David wrote Psalm 27 to tell us how God gave him that faith to overcome fear, to find victory in life. Remember, he said that as a young shepherd, God gave him the courage, the wisdom, the strength to kill the lion and the bear. Wow! Ferocious animals in the animal kingdom. You know, have you seen the lion? The roar of the lion. Its power. Well, we haven't seen it. But I was told by my father. He says that when we were staying in Pulau Ubin, in those early years, and we had to go to school, my mother took with her a parang. And that's how we go to school, with a parang, because the tiger would come. Ferocious animal. Dangerous. And how God protected them. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The psalmist tells us, the Lord is my light. He is the one that gives me life and sustains my life. The Lord is the light. He is declaring that all might believe in the living and true God, the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The Creator Himself, who gives life and sustains life. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were not born of blood, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. He declares that His God is not only light, but His God is also salvation. Saved Him from the lion. Saved Him from the 10-foot man. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So He says that the Lord is capable. The Lord has wisdom. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is great. He has an overwhelming strength. The power that quells all fear in his heart gives him the strength, the soundness of heart to overcome fear. He did not have any armor with him when he met with the giant. And we want to recall for us that battle and how the men of Israel said, "Have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up." And David said, "Is there not a cause?" Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that
is a God in Israel. Remember when Joshua and Caleb and the 10 spies went to the land and they said there were giants in the land. Were there giants in the land? Yes, there were giants in the land. Formidable enemies. Formidable power. The kind of power that will cause you to shudder. The kind of power that will cause you to shrink. And the Lord tells us that we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against darkness, spiritual darkness in high places. We will be fighting the devil himself. That's the enemy. And the Lord tells us that this is a vanquished enemy. If you have the Lord with you, you have the strength to do battle. And how did God's men fight? 1 Samuel 17, verse 48. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the enemy to meet the Philistines. He ran toward the enemy. Now if you see danger ahead of you, power that is before you, would you dare to run towards the enemy? You run away from the enemy, you flee. But how is it that he had the courage to run toward the enemy? He's going for a fight. And that first courage must come. And David put his hand in his back, and he took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed. Now that's the word that we speak of. Will to prevail, to have strength to overcome. Study the life of God's servant, you will see that he spent his time in prayer. Many of the Psalms were penned to describe his prayer life, the communion he has with his God. Lord, should I go forward? Should this battle be fought? The Lord says, yes, go. And he did battle, and God gave him the victory. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew out of the shaft thereof, and slew him and cut off his head thereof. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines, until thou come to the valley, to the gates of Ekron, and wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Shaarim, even unto Gath, unto Ekron, and the children of Israel returned after chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents, and David took the head of the Philistines and brought it to Jerusalem. When we truly trust God, he gives us the holy courage and boldness to glorify his name. Goliath stumbled and fell. David's heart did not fear. And the Lord wants us to have that kind of a heart to follow him, to fight his battle. When Paul had to go to Philippi, he had to face great opposition. He was stoned.
been so broken. Stoning is capital punishment. You take a stone and you throw, and it hits the head, it hits the body. Well, these injuries are not temporary injuries. They live with you. And this is a man who tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How long? So wonderful, so powerful. Prayer. This was the secret of this man's faith. Because he spent time with God, God's presence filled him. God's Spirit filled him. When the Spirit of God fills you, you know the danger that is before you. The Lord will show you. And the Lord will also show you the victory that is before you. And the Lord wants us to fight His battles. And the Lord wants you to fight His battle. And how did David fight his battle? Well, we see him with the sling. Later with the sword of Goliath. But what was the power that gave him that strength to face the enemy? It was his Lord. Psalm 27, verse 7 says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Was he not distressed? Of course he was. Was he capable? Of course not. But what gave him that victory? What caused him to overcome and prevail against his enemy? Because God was with him. And he was fully attuned to understand the voice of God, the will of God, the presence of God, and to obey it. To obey it. Paul says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You will never, never fail when you will walk in the Spirit. The Lord wants us to draw nigh to Him, and the Lord wants us to study the life of God's men. And learn the good lesson from their life. John says, my little children, this thing strike I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Beware of your sin and confess them. One of the features, the life of a man of God is a life of self-examination. We take time to look into our own lives, and we take time to let the spotlight of God's Spirit search us so that we may know if there be any iniquity in us. God may wash us every week clean. This is a man whom God called. Whom God called. A servant. And he prayed. neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. If we prevail with God in prayer, we prevail with Him in life. And the battles are fought in the spiritual. And the Lord wants us to understand the spiritual dimension, this unseen dimension, and to understand the ways of the Spirit, the ways of God in the Spirit. The dedication of the temple is a tribute to that faith for which the Lord's glory descended to endorse. God had to endorse. And God did. And we praise God that He is a very present help in trouble. He is with you to help you, and that He's able to lead you. And He has a purpose for your life. And He wants you to serve Him in this last days. Last days, before His coming again. When there were servants who went into the Lord's vineyard to work, the Lord says, I promise you 1 pence. And there were those who went early in the day, and they worked and they toiled, and they were given their reward. But there were those who went in midday. They toiled, and the Lord gave them the reward. And there were those who went in last, and still the Lord gave them the reward, the same reward. And those who have toiled said, why, I've toiled the whole day already. Why is it that, you know, I only get that? Well, let us realize that if you have been serving the Lord, all the blessings of God is yours already. Just like the son, right, the two sons of the father, the elder brother had everything. Right, the son who squandered away all the father's resources finally woke up and came back. And the father killed the fatted calf, gave him the rope, brought him the ring to welcome him back, because he was repentant. He understood now the father's heart. But the other brother said, oh, how come you killed the fatted calf? And the father said to him, all that I have are yours. What is there to be unhappy about? And so the Lord wants us to have a right spirit in our service for Him. To realize the privilege that we have. Coming for camp. Going for prayer meeting. God granting us a place of worship. Every Lord's Day. Let us not take for granted all such privileges that God gave to us. And if the Lord would ask that we serve Him and do something for Him, let us not think that, you know, we have done a little bit more than the other person. Why he did so much and this guy did so little. Let us count it a privilege to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us have a right spirit. We receive a right reward from the Lord. The man David, he saw the giant, And he says, how come nobody is fighting?
How come he's allowed to challenge the name of God? Who will not go forward? The Lord wants us to have that spirit. And the Lord wants you to understand His purpose, His will for you, that you may serve Him. May the Lord help us.
Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy mercy. May Thou be gracious to bless us with Thy presence as we go into a time of prayer. This I ask in Jesus' name.